Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Well, here we are on another gorgeous Sunday afternoon. Not quite as warm as it was yesterday, but nevertheless, lots of sunshine and day baseball, and how could it get any better than that? Derek Rodriguez is starting today, and Mike, I want to pick your brain a little bit about what do you think it's like for him, given the fact that he was signed as a hitter, as an outfielder, and signed by the Twins, and they decided that at some point he couldn't hit, so they wanted to see what he could do on the mound. He's not with, obviously, the Twins anymore. I'm wondering, what do you think it's like for a guy? And I know you, when you were in college, you know, you were a catcher and eventually became a pitcher. But that's in college. So this is the minor leagues. And now he's at the big league level. And we see it from time to time where a guy will change positions and now he's a pitcher. But you don't see it that often. And I'm wondering, how hard is that transition? Can't be easy. Because all of a sudden now you can throw hard and you can – throw a good breaking ball, but you have to throw strikes too.
Every guy that gets signed out of high school or college that has a great arm kind of has that in the back of their mind. Like, if I don't make it as a hitter, I could always fall back on my arm. Because at some point in time, Derek Rodriguez, I mean, he'd been on the mound, whether it be in Little League or youth baseball. He's always had a great arm.
Yeah.
So, sure enough, he's a 6th-round pick by the Twins, and it doesn't work out as a player. So, I mean, I just think that's something he had entertained. So he was already open to the suggestion because he knows. Look, I don't know if I'm going to be able to hit up here. You know that. You either can or you can't. I mean, there's no gray area in that regard when you're in the minor leagues. So he goes headstrong into, all right, I'm going to be a pitcher now. So, you know, given his pedigree and the amount of conversations they had at the dinner table in regards to the game of baseball and pitcher-catcher relationship with his Hall of Fame father, I mean, he had kind of a head start. Realizing the importance of two types of fastball, the four-seam and the two-seam. Realizing the importance of an off-speed pitch, a third speed. So that kind of was his upbringing, his knowledge. But now all of a sudden you have to apply it. Now all of a sudden you have to be able to not only throw three pitches across the plate, but you have to control the rhythm of a game. You have to control the rhythm of a hitter. You have to control the rhythm of a base runner. So now all that right there, that's where it gets a little hinky because – for guys who are learning to pitch at the professional level, that's a massive disadvantage. And this is kind of what his whole education was. He always could throw strikes. But controlling the rhythm of the game, knowing how to read hitters, that's where the education that you apply, and that's what makes guys excel at this level. That's what he had to learn.
Holding runners on, bunt plays.
Yes.
All those little things.
Little things.
Look, I'm sure it had a lot to do with how he was raised. I mean, when your dad's as great a player as Ivan Rodriguez was, you know, you're gonna pick some of that stuff up just by watching him, being around the clubhouse.
Yep.
And being around big leaguers. I mean, accidentally you're gonna pick stuff up. So I don't know if the Giants know what they got, but he's left a pretty good first impression, I gotta tell you that.
Oh, his ceiling is huge because he is gonna learn those things. Look, when I signed in 1973, I had two pitches. I had a fastball, and I had a curveball. And that's all I knew. I learned a slider. I learned a two-seam fastball. I learned a changeup. Learned a split. I learned a cutter. And I learned how to control the rhythm of a game. It took me 10 years to get to the point where I thought I knew what the heck I was doing. That we have to be patient with this kid. But his ceiling is high.
Good. That's Cricket Kaipun Baseball. Enjoy this kid and enjoy the ball game.